From 3 o'clock, our first FA Cup commentary. Well, it comes from Field Mill, where the team's second bottom of the Football League take on Premier League opposition Mansfield against Middlesbrough, 12:30 start. And good afternoon to Conor McNamara.
Good afternoon to you, Mark. 78 places between these two teams in the league, but Mansfield full of hope here, a full house at Field Mill, and not an awful lot of optimism. If you look at their record, though, from a neutral on the outside, they've lost their last three home games in a row before today. The manager, Bill Dearden, 64 next month, expects to retire at the end of the season. He'd love a cup run to really go out in style, but the priority will be keeping this club in the Football League, unchanged from their defeat at home to Darlington last weekend. The man to look out for, the number 11, Mick Boulding, 15 goals this season. He knows what it takes to pull off a cup upset. He played in a Grimsey side that beat Liverpool at Anfield in a Carling Cup tie 6 years ago. They then played Arsenal in the following round, but lost that one, but he'll try to draw on that experience. And by the way, of course, a lot of talk about Jonathan Woodgate today, not available for the game with the shin injury. Gary O'Neill is ill as well, but Gareth Southgate has tweaked things a little bit. Boateng and Mido and Downing are all on the bench, and it's four changes from the team that drew at Blackburn last weekend.
Well, Conor mentioned him, so let's hear now from the Mansfield manager, Billy Dearden.
We're looking forward to the game very much.
Yeah.
There's a good atmosphere just now, which we're not used to at Mansfield, you know, but we're enjoying it.
We were talking last night about your travails off the pitch. So it must be great to be thinking about an FA Cup tie and the fans to be really excited and a real buzz about the place.
There is, you know. I mean, I spoke to the lads this last, half an hour, because we went away, stayed in a hotel last night and prepared right. And then when they come into the ground this morning, there's a buzz around the place. We've never had that at league matches, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours before kickoff, and it's, they've got a bit of a spring in the step just now in the dressing room. I just hope they carry it onto the field.
So tell us about the trip to the Fox and Goose.
Well, it's an old playing colleague of mine, Lenny Badger, who used to play with Sheffield United. He has shares in this pub, the Fox and Goose. He's a part ownership in it. And I've always took teams up there in Cup Week, either Wednesday or Thursday, had a 5, 6, 7, 8 mile walk or whatever, and then we come back and have a couple of pints or whatever in the pub and a bar meal. So it's a bit different than all the pasta they keep eating today, just a change for us. So we do it that way, and it's not done us any harm, so we've carried on.
And a couple of halves of Guinness, because Guinness brings
they're only me drinking that. So
Did you ban them, or are they too professional?
No, they could have half if they wanted or whatever. Don't do any harm at all, as long as you train hard. I can't see it doing any harm.
Absolutely. Now, Billy, you say this is going to be your last season, but don't today
Misquoted doing that. I probably said that if I'll see how I feel at the end of the season then again, but when you get days like this, it makes you keep feels younger anyway, so I didn't say I'd definitely finish at the end of the year. I say it may be my last season. I'll just see how it went, I'll see how it goes between now and the end of the season, and you never know, we might finish up winning the cup, might we?
You might indeed. And I can hear the buzz behind you. I'm at Peterborough. People can't wait for West Brom here. Obviously, we've got the Havant and Waterlooville story at Liverpool. Does it fill you with sort of reassurance?
You look at that game at Liverpool. I seen the papers this morning about Havant getting picked up on the way to Liverpool. The players and that, you know, that's the magic of the FA Cup. You don't get that anywhere else, you know. I think it's absolutely brilliant, you know, this team. Like, you were down at Peterborough today, and I'll give my regard to Fergie, because I've got a lot of time for him. I speak to him quite regularly, Darren, and...
Do you?
I know he'll have a buzz about there. That'll be a very difficult game, I know that, for West Brom down there today.
He rings you up, does he?
I speak regularly with him, yes. He wants advice and that now and again, and I want advice of him now and again, and we do speak quite regularly, yeah.
That's Billy Dearden, the Mansfield manager, speaking to me a little bit earlier. We'll hear from Darren Ferguson in a second as well.